the first to say that I'm not a P. Diddy fan. I couldn't name one song if you put a gun to my head, which might be the name of a song, honestly, I don't know. But I am tickled a little bit with all this that's happened in the last 24, 36 hours with him. Hilarious. So, of course, I get most of my news, if you don't know, from TMZ. So many people, like back in the day, oh, it's just a rag, it's just, you know. Man, TMZ, when they tell something, they tell it first, and they're accurate. They are up there on my news, because they are on it. Here's an article from yesterday, 6:25, or I'm sorry, March 25th at 6:26 p.m. It says, on video pacing around airport after two federal raids. What? So there's a video of him. I guess he's in the Miami airport, Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport, where witnesses tell that Diddy was there, and some people, him and some other people, got stopped by the feds. Oh my God, right? His homes were raided, a home in California and then in Miami, and we're told that this shows Diddy pacing around outside the customs office there at the airport, and he's not being detained, but he certainly doesn't seem to be in custody, but he's walking around all by his lonesome. Oh my goodness. Some say that he was waiting on other people in his party who were just stopped and questioned by the feds, you know, just normal stuff. But man, these pictures look pretty intense. I think these people rolled up with these helmets and the vests, I'd probably be shitting myself a little bit. So he and his crew got stopped in the airport, where he appeared to be aboard a separate private jet. And that's when Homeland Security popped in, right? Oh my God. Says, you know, Diddy wasn't cuffed or anything. Supposedly, he has been in some nefarious activity sexually, that he may be like sex trafficking. Oh my, you know, your house doesn't get raided by Homeland Security if they don't have some evidence. I'm just saying. So, TMZ says there's a lot of unanswered questions, but it would appear that law enforcement officials are probing federal crimes that have been alleged against Diddy of late in several lawsuits, including alleged sex trafficking, which, of course, he deny. Man, one, he's got multiple people trying to sue him. So, the feds have spoken to three women and a guy pertaining to claims of sex trafficking, among other allegations. And the interviews are scheduled to go down pretty soon. Oh my God, of course, nobody wants, in Diddy's a corner, wants to say anything. So far, no word back, right? Okay, let's move on to the next article, which was from the 26th at 1:13 p.m., entitled, Ridley Scott Caught Up in Chaos, Blocked from Home. So I guess Ridley Scott must live close to his house in the L.A. area. So there's pictures of Ridley Scott in his vehicle Monday after law enforcement blocked him from getting to his home in Holmby Hills, H-O-L-M-B-Y Hills. So not a great day to be a neighbor of P. Diddy. Oh, so there's a picture of Ridley Scott, like, outside the yellow tape and, you know, I guess talking to a cop or whatever. So they got it all taped off. Can you imagine your house, $40 million mansion that he lives in, is got the yellow tape around it? It's crazy. So Ridley Scott's standing there, you know, this multi-crazy filmmaker, and he just looks like a, you know, looky-loo, just a regular dude just trying to get to his house. Oh my gosh. man. So I don't know where Holmby Hills is, but they said it's the west side of L.A., where several A-listers used to call home. Frank Sinatra used to live there, Barbara Streisand, Michael Jackson. These days, it's more like business moguls, CEO types, they say. Rod Stewart, Kylie Jenner. I don't even know why these fucking Jenners are famous. It's stupid. Ridley Diddy, which I hate calling him Diddy's stupid name. Anyway, Kylie, she got a 7-bedroom house in that area for $36.5 back in 2020. My God, I can't even imagine. What does she even do that makes her so famous? Just she's got the stupid fucking family. I don't know. But oh, she's an influencer. Every time I hear somebody say the word influencer, I just want to throw up. It's just stupid. Anyway, all eyes were on the exclusive neighborhood when Homeland Security swooped in on his property and started their investigation. So tons of agents and officers there shutting down the area. You're talking helicopters circling the sky. And then these guys look scary, right? So let's go to Miami. That home was also raided as feds served search warrants and attempted to gather evidence that could be used to prosecute cute dude. All right, if y'all remember a month or so ago, Cat Williams had a lot to say. And I can't remember if it was that interview that he talked about Sean Combs or if it was a different interview. But wow, Cat's looking pretty right. I mean, people don't usually swoop down on you if they don't have something on you. Oh, right. Let's go to the next article. So this one, 26 at 2:20 p.m. New video shows trashed house after raid. Mogul calls investigation, quote, witch hunt. It's so funny. So many people in the last 5 years that have used the word witch hunt have been guilty. Interesting. Anyway, so an army of federal officers evidently just trashed his house, as they do. Man, like one time I was pulled over for speeding or what have you, and you know, they asked, the cop asked, you know, can we search your vehicle? And I thought, I don't have anything, go right ahead. This is back in the day of cassettes, right? And I had a ton of cassettes. I mean, all the cassettes are taken out of the cases. I mean, trashed. Trash car. Knowing what I know now, if a cop asked, even if I knew I was innocent, asked if he could, you know, search my car, I'm going to be like, no. Because I know you guys are going to trash it. Fuck off. You cannot search my shit. Mainly just because I've already got it trashed. I don't need to be trashed more. So, Monday. Okay, drawers are ripped open. Things are scattered everywhere. Documents all over the place. Safes broken into. Yeah, dude. So it looks like this one safe, it almost looks like it's the door's off of its whatever, but ooh, I don't know. So agents had a field day with the electronic equipment. Oh my, I mean, this one thing, I mean, he looks like, that's some massive looking servers if I'm seeing it right. In this picture, you see pieces of computer and other equipment and pieces on the floor. It's clear agents zeroed in on hard drives, which were seized during the raid. But I mean, like, this is a lot of wires. This looks like if you're looking in a server room, sort of like these are not just regular home computers. There's wires going everywhere. So, man, that's a lot of shit. And then, okay. So Diddy is now speaking out in hopes via his reps, not himself, his reps, about the two raids, and they're claiming loud and clear that he's being railroaded by the government. You know, because the government doesn't have anything better to do than pick on musicians. And I use that term very loosely. So, oh man, just like, there's a lot. Does he have like little kids? Because there's like, in this picture, three different kind of stuffed animals I'm seeing just looking. Things open, like a bunch of safes. Damn, he's got like a shit ton of safes, it looks like. So, the mogul's attorney, Aaron Dyer, tells TMZ, quote, "Yesterday there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residence. There's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated." Okay, yeah, that's usually what a lawyer would say if you're fucking guilty. Lawyer adds, "Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with the authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way." I mean, we're talking like a lot of stuffed animals. I mean, for a grown man that I don't think has little kids. I mean, does he? I just don't know about it. Anyway, Dyer goes on, "This unprecedented ambush paired with an advanced coordinated media presence leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits." I mean, these motherfuckers, look, they are coming in with guns drawn. Again, they don't do something like that if you didn't do something. I'm just saying. There's got to be a lot saying of that. All right, lawyer goes on to say, "There's been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name." Okay, so this statement comes a day after major drama with Sean and his inner circle, right? So he was under a microscope at his L.A. estate and his Star Island home in Miami. So Homeland Security agents come in armed to the teeth, ready, sweeping through the grounds, hauling people out. Like, his sons, they were like, you got to get out of here, right? I think at one point they were even in handcuffs, being dragged out of the house. They weren't arrested, but they were cuffed, right? So, he's in the center of these allegations, sex trafficking, soliciting and distributing illegal narcotics, as well as firearms. Wow, it appears the feds got some information that led to raids from people who recently filed lawsuits against him. We're told his movements are unrestricted. He's not charged with any crime, at least not yet. And he's not under arrest. I'm thinking, and yet, right, and yet. So, here is another article. 3:26, 3:07 p.m. Alleged, quote, mule is ex-Syracuse Hooper. So, Brendan Paul. I don't know if this is the guy. Yeah, I guess this is guy's name. He's alleged mule who was arrested Monday while Diddy and his crew were stopped by federal agents. This dude had like a career in college basketball, right? And he, wore the Syracuse orange from like 2018 to 2020. He wasn't exactly a star there, but he logged minutes in 17 games during his two seasons. Paul went on to transfer to Fairmont State University in West Virginia after his time in New York. And he ended up, doing pretty good there. Points, assists, blah, 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 steals. But before college, Paul had a successful high school career alongside Jim Boeheim's son, Buddy, helping lead Brewster Academy to the National Prep School Championship, blah, 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 blah. All right. Paul was locked up on Monday and booked on two drug charges. One count of possession of suspected cocaine, and another possession of suspected marijuana candy after being searched in that same airport in Miami. According to court documents, law enforcement came across what they described as suspected drugs in the 25-year-old's travel bags. Okay. So he got out on bail, blah, blah, blah. But evidently, Paul was a close confidant of Diddy's, who allegedly handled his drugs and guns. Of course, Sean denied any of that, any of those claims. Mm-hmm. All right, now, 3:26 still, 6:39 p.m., new video, photos of Miami raid, and airport Fed run-in. Okay, so, boom, 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 just more of the same I'm seeing. Of course, in Miami, it's like they're on a dock or something, you can see. I mean, this is like Miami Vice looking shit in some of these pictures. So they had guarded and blocked off some of the roads. Some agents made their move via boat. I am just in my mind right now hearing the Miami Vice theme song. Yeah, oh man. Pulling up on the dock adjacent to dude's home, right? I mean, yeah, someone says, as you see it, it looks like Uncle Sam sent the cavalry for this operation. Because not only were there boots on the ground and in the water, but there was a chopper in the air. That is hilarious. So just like in L.A., they swarmed his house in Miami, totally infiltrated. The raid was, it seemed like a little bit more low-key than the L.A. one, mainly just because there was less gawkers and stuff. Still no less dramatic in the way that it went down. And, oh my gosh, it says, well, what you see in the footage isn't all that happened to Diddy. Because he was stopped at a nearby airport. This with his family and friends ahead of spring break. Unfortunately, their plans were interrupted. And we have new visuals as well. So yeah, there's a bunch of people outside. You know, white vehicles everywhere outside this jet. I guess they're just waiting. So there's an image you see Homeland Security and customs officials surrounding the jet. So I guess those white vehicles must be law enforcement, maybe. So, and then taken around before he had a chance to take off. Wow. So can't see Diddy in the pictures, but that was his entourage, they're pretty sure, which appears his teenage twin daughters, as well as the guy who was arrested Monday, Brendan Paul, the guy that was busted on the drugs. My gosh, he went to jail. He was the only one in Diddy's party that went to jail yesterday. Nobody else was arrested, not even Sean himself. You can see Brendan in a blue sweater in the mix, but at that point he wasn't cuffed yet. Then he said, oh my God, da 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 da. Things just ain't looking good for old man. And I think it's hilarious because he just seems like a dick, right? Right? I mean, I don't know enough about all them, but I don't know. Was he cool with Diddy? Was he Biggie or were they friends? Were they foe? I don't know. I just feel like he's got a lot of shadiness around him. And if what Kat says is true, he definitely has tried to push people into doing sexual things, male and female. Anyway, so private jet on the ground in Antigua amid federal raids. This is 3:26 at 6:52 a.m. So the private jet was flown to an island in the Caribbean while feds were raiding the two houses in the States. He wasn't on that plane. It doesn't seem. Da 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 da. Where is he? I'm curious to know. Okay, no sign of him on any activity in the plane, law enforcement or otherwise, and there's no indication he was aboard. Anyone was aboard that was here in the U.S. Looks like Diddy was held up Monday at the airport. So that's the same thing. He's pacing around. Da 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 da. His family, when Homeland Security rolled up, da 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 da. No, nobody was arrested except that one dude. Interesting. Interesting. So two different raids. I'm curious what they found. I mean, they come in with guns, so we're, you know. They're going to find something if they're on the hard drives. That's pretty. And people are just so stupid. That's how you get caught, you know. People think they're untouchable, right? So, this is from 8:24 this morning, 3:26. Sons King and Justin Combs leave his L.A. mansion after raid. Man, the one looks just like him. It's crazy. So, the two sons were hauled out of the house, like I said earlier, the property late that night. But they left after with their stuff in tow. They were in handcuffs, guys. I guess maybe they didn't want to leave the house or whatever. So, pulled them out. I guess uncuffed them at that point. Ooh, that's scary. That is so scary. But, I mean, I think when people get, like, a certain amount of money and power, they just feel like they're untouchable. I would like to know that power. I would like to have that kind of money, you know what I mean? I wouldn't do, like, crazy shit, but I would like to know that feeling. Oh, my gosh. And if all this is true, which it probably is, let's be honest, it's probably all true. Man, it's going to be a shit show happening to him in the next week or two. Because you know they're going to find out something. They're going to release some information. I mean, I don't even know much about the cases against him from the other people, other than it doesn't sound good. And especially when a dude is saying, you tried to make him do stuff. I'm like, this is kooky, kooky. So, we shall find out soon enough if Mr. Sean Puff Diddy Combs is innocent or not. I think he's totally guilty. He's totally guilty. My gosh. Neighbor who went viral just trolling with outlandish claims, mom says. I don't know what this is. So a guy went viral after rolling up to Diddy's raid in LA, claiming to be his next door neighbor, while also alleging to have witnessed unseemly things. But his mom is clarifying that her son's just running his mouth. Yeah, he kind of looks crazy. I don't know if I believe him either. But who knows? Oh, man. This is like the plot thickens. It is curious. Curious to know what's going to happen. So I guess we will all sit back and find out if P. Diddy is going to be in the clique. Check back and we'll learn more. Thanks for listening.